Oh boy, yeah, I'm a jack of all trades, right? I say this all the time, every time I'm up here, but you know, this is the best place to start your week off. This is the best way to start your year off, okay? Newsflash, it's 2009, 2008 is gone. You know, I had a good year, I had a lot of ups, but I had a lot of downs too, and I'm sure you guys could relate too. You know, how was your year, everybody? It was, you know, yeah, it was good. It was, yeah. For us as a church, it was kind of a roller coaster year. We'd get to one point, you know, and we'd get something going, and then it just seems like maybe things don't work out. But you know what? Through all that, God was testing us. And that's what God does to you in your life, too. If you love Him, if you believe Him, then you got nothing to worry about. But just because you're a Christian, just because you love God and you go to church and you give tithe, doesn't mean your life is going to be peachy. You know, I don't want to start out the year in a negative note, but it doesn't guarantee you constant 24/7 joy and just peachiness. You're on cloud nine and everyone else is down here. You're up here. You're a whole nother level. And you know what? It's weird. Now that we said that phrase, you blurted it out. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And it's going to be awesome. But I won't be long because I don't want to just throw stuff at you and just kind of jam stuff in your throat. I just want to talk about some revelations that God has revealed to me over the past week, and I believe that it was ordained that I would speak to you, because I have just a lot of things in my heart I just want to share with you. So it's not a sermon, because you know, people say, oh, you're the sermon. Everyone's like Pastor Alex said, a bunch of theology and just kind of like blah, 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 and you know, we've heard this before. This is more revelations. A few weeks ago at our staff party, who would have thought that that would be the title for the sermon? They asked me a question. We were talking about other people, you know, we were just complimenting each other and just telling each other what we meant to us. And I just really, you know, beefed up some people. I think we were talking about pastors, you know, and I love them and they mean so much to me. And then my wife, she's so cute. She's on this side. She's like, well, baby, what about me? You know, and I'm like, baby, you're on a whole nother level. I said, baby, you're on a whole nother level. You know, they're up here and they're cool, but you're on another level, you know. You're not in the same rank, if you will, so. That's what we're talking about. I believe 2009, God called us, is a whole nother level year. I believe God called us to live, to be, to speak, to sleep, for crying out loud, to act, to talk, to preach, to pray, to worship, to tithe on a whole nother level. Come on, can you say it with me? Say whole nother level. Now, pardon our slang, if you will. So I'm as white as they get. I make Frosty the Snowman look bad. All right. Let's get into it. Guys, I'm just excited about this year because, see, God works, He gives us fresh starts, right? Every day is a fresh start, amen. The Word of God says that, you know. His grace is renewed every morning, but I'm excited about a new year. Because it seems like everything just kind of goes back, throw out the old stuff, kick it out of the way. 2009, here we come. So, if you were expecting a pep talk from me today, you know, kind of, you know how it's the beginning of the year, churches, you figured you'd come to church, they're just going to talk about, you know, how we should do good and how about, you know, we should read and study more and pray more and kind of achieve our goals. And we'll talk a little bit about that, but that's not going to be the main thing. So sorry if I disappointed anyone, okay? I'm your friend, all right? I'm your friend. Did you know that Jesus, He lived and operated on a whole nother level, okay? Well, He was a whole nother level. Now, you probably know this, but just think about it this way. Jesus operated on a whole nother level, okay? He was in the same realm. He was a human being just like everybody else. He did human stuff too, right? The essence of Jesus was He was different. He wasn't like everybody else. He was on a whole nother level. Now, doesn't the Bible call us to be imitators of Christ?
That's right.
Amen? So if you say you're a Christian and imitating Christ is not one of your things on your to-do list, then I don't know. You should check yourself. So Jesus was on a whole nother level. I mean, everything, let me tell you, everything the disciples did, Jesus did better, right? You know, anything you can do, I can do better. You know, that na-na-na-na song, right? Anything the disciples did, or normal people in the day, Jesus did better. I have some examples written down. People can fast. How long can human beings go without food? What is the limit? 2 weeks, well, like seriously, about food. And people, I bet you they didn't even max that out back in the day. People fasted, and the Pharisees and disciples, I'm sure, you know, did that too. And they'd go for a few days, And then they can't wait to pig out again, you know, at Famous Dave's like we love to do in 2008. Jesus goes out to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and he fasts. So he shattered that. They set records up there. Jesus shattered that. When there was a shortage of food, when Jesus was teaching the multitudes, remember he was teaching the multitudes, everybody was following him. He was busting out the word. He was giving life lessons and there was thousands, 5,000 people were following him. Jesus said, all right, let's try this. They're hungry. I don't want to leave them, let them go home without any food. And so he told the disciples, he said, go find me some food. And Jesus, he had a grin on his face because Jesus knows everything. He knew what he was going to do. And the disciples, what did the disciples bring? What was it 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Jesus like, that's cool. You know, that's enough. I'm going to take it to a whole nother level. I'm sure he didn't say that. All Jesus did was pray and 5,000 men, women, and children got fed. Okay? So the disciples, they bring, oh, Jesus, look at this. We found this. Jesus is like, all right, Father, I thank you. Everyone's going to get fed tonight, and they're going home happy. In Jesus' name. And boom, and it happened. Okay? So Jesus operated on a whole nother level. Doctors in the days gave people medicine. And you know, when your stomach hurts, you'd pray, and sometimes you wouldn't see results. And the Pharisees, oh, they prayed. They prayed loud so everyone would hear them how eloquently they speak. Right? When Jesus prayed, dead people, for crying out loud, got up and began to walk. When Jesus prayed, people who couldn't see, who were born blind, started to see all of a sudden. Okay? When Jesus prayed, demons couldn't stay in those boys and girls of that time because they had to leave. When Jesus prayed, he prayed with results. Results happened when Jesus prayed. So that's why we can see that Jesus was on a whole nother level. A whole nother level. You know, the disciples were up here, but Jesus was on a whole nother level. He was a little over there, right? And so we can see that he was on a whole nother level. And you know what? The Bible calls us to live on a whole nother level. I'm going to go to some verses. These verses are familiar. You might know them, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of you do know them. But I just want to challenge you to look at them from another perspective, from my perspective, how God showed me this week. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. All you Jesus freaks out there, you know this verse. I think it's New Living Translation. This Bible doesn't want to stay open for me. So everyone, you might have some different translations, but, you know, let me just read my translation. Therefore, anyone who belongs to Christ is a new creation, is a new person, actually, mine says. And behold, old things have passed, new things have come, right? I want to challenge you to see it the other way, the way Jesus, I believe, wants us to see in 2009. Therefore, anyone who belongs to Christ is on a whole nother level. Doesn't the Bible say that? Anyone who belongs to Christ is on a whole nother level. Because when you're a new creation, you're not old, right? Hey, listen, somebody. When you wake up and you know, you devote yourself to spending some time with God, and you, as the Bible says, crucify yourself daily, right? You're new. When you wake up, you're new. You're not old. You put the old things in the past. You say, I'm going to make a conscious commitment to do everything I can to please God today. You put those old things in the past and you're new. You might not smell new, right? You might take a shower. You might not look new, but you're new. It's a spiritual, it's an in here thing, okay? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is on a whole nother level. When I say that, that would be awesome if we could all repeat. It would be so cool. We'd be like an army. You know what I'm saying? Woo! So, guys, you know what? Hey, if we're in Christ, we're on a whole nother level. So it's not that we're just better than people who aren't in Christ. We're just on a whole nother level. Yeah. I had this happen to me, guys, in the past. I'd be witnessing to people and you know, I just want people to know God. That's all. I just want people to know God, and I'd witness them, and I'd use my life as an example. I'd say, listen, brother, I got some good things going for me. It's not because I did it. I made it for myself. It's because I choose to serve God. I choose to give my life to God. And they would automatically they get offended. You know what I'm saying? They get offended and be like, are you trying to say that you're better than me? So next time you witness to somebody and they say, are you trying to say that you're better than me? Say, I'm not better than you, brother or sister. I'm just on a whole nother level. Amen? Come on, amen? Isn't that the truth? And I'm serious, guys. It's not from a standpoint of pride. You know, we're not trying to be prideful here. We're just on a whole nother level. The Bible says so. The Bible doesn't lie. God's word can't lie. God can't lie. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's move on. In order to live on a whole nother level, guys, in order to get there this year, we must think on a whole nother level. Okay? In order to live on a whole nother level, are you hearing me in the back there? We must think on a whole nother level. See, in 2008, we thought here. We got up here. But I believe God is challenging us and calling us in 2009 to think on a whole nother level. Because the Bible basically says you are what you think. As a man thinketh within his heart, so he is. Or so is he. You are what you think. Okay? I love preaching about this. Every one of my messages, I probably talk about that verse. I do. Because it's so true, guys. Listen, if you know why you're miserable? Because you think miserable. You know why you're in lack? Because you think lack. You know why you can't get a job? Because you think when you go out, you're going to screw up on your interview. Okay? You know why your family screwed up? Because you think your family is screwed up since birth and you started on the wrong foot. Okay? You are what you think, my friends. And it might be a little aggressive, but hey, that's the truth. That's what the Bible says. You are what you think. So in order for us to actually get to the next step on a whole nother level in God, in our family, listen, in our family, okay, maybe you were on this level in 2008 with your family, but God is challenging you to go a little higher in your finances, in your job. We must think on a whole nother level. You can't decide to jump on a whole nother level, do the same things you do, say the same things you say, give the same things you give, look at the same things you look at, discuss the same things you discuss at, think about the same things you think about, and get there. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. The Bible says that's not how it goes. You must think on a whole nother level. You must perceive things on a whole nother level. You must conceive things on a whole nother level. See things not for the way they are. See things the way they could be or should be.
Yeah,
remember, man, I had some cool quotes back in. I should have pulled up my old sermons and wrote them down. It would refresh your memory, I believe. Our mindset must change in 2009, guys. Your mindset, the essence of who you are and how you perceive things must change in 2009 if you want to live on a whole nother level. Amen. Guys, the nation of Israel got it wrong. God led them out of slavery and out of harsh and horrible conditions. Y'all know this story, right? He led them out of captivity and he brought them out into the desert and yeah, he tried them. Because if you want to get to a whole nother level, you got to pass some tests, my friend. And God brought them out of the worst conditions and he brought them to the promised land, right? And what happened when they got to the promised land? They sent some spies in and the spies gave them a bad report because they saw a few giants. Oh my goodness, a few giants. There was thousands upon thousands of them. God did a work for them. He brought them out of their old way, old level, if you will. He brought them into the new place and he said, go take it. The nation of Israel couldn't take it. You know why? Because they were screwed up in here. Somebody gave them a bad report. Somebody screwed it up for him in here. Somebody gave them negativity. Okay? They let negativity settle in their hearts. They could not take the promised land. And what did God do? He said, that's it. Get your butt back out in the wilderness and go. You cannot possess this land because this land is the new level. This land is the new level. And in order to take this land, you must think like you can act and live in this land. Okay? This is the new level. You got it wrong up here. You're not going to get it right over there. Amen? It drove God's nuts. I'm sure he was. And you know what? Guys, only two people came. Two people went into the land because everybody died. You see, and you thought, oh, God is loving. Everybody died off. Two people. They believed. That's scary. Yeah, positive and encouraging. There you go. There's your positive and encouraging on church on Sunday. Oh, Jesus. Check this out. Another example. When Jesus was with the disciples, you know, Jesus prayed for them and he gave them authority to cast out demons and stuff like that and pray and people raise people from the dead, right? The disciples were praying one day for this demon-possessed dude and the demon wouldn't just come out, right? What did Jesus say? This kind comes out only through prayer and fasting. So pretty much Jesus said, listen, in order to cast this demon out, you must pray and fast on a whole nother level.
That's right.
You see, they got it wrong. They thought they could just go up to the dude and just like, oh, get out of the name of Jesus, blah, blah, blah. They got it wrong. Jesus actually reprimanded them and said, listen, boys, this guy is special. You, in order to get this guy out of him, yeah, he's more powerful. You must pray and fast on a whole nother level. Are you with me so far? That's what happened. I'm just preaching the word. That's what happened in the Bible, guys. I know that the Bible says that this comes through prayer and fasting, but what is prayer and fasting? Jesus said, you got to do it on a whole nother level. Disciples, these guys, some of them they get feisty sometimes. The way I see it is this. In order for your performance to be on a whole nother level, your practice must be on a whole nother level. In order for your performance to be on a whole nother level, your preparation must be on a whole nother level. I think a few people heard me on that one. Okay? In order for you to perform, to do what you gotta do to get the job done on a whole nother level, you must prepare on a whole nother level. You must study on a whole nother level. You must know your opponent. You must get a strategy on a whole nother level. Not like you tried in the past. Because you tried in the past and maybe you failed before. But God has given us grace. And He wants us to do things on a whole nother level this year, guys. Okay? I'm sick of some things in my life that I do just for the sake of doing it. And God is revealing them to me lately. And He says, don't copy 2008. Just forget about it. I mean, remember the positives and forget the negatives, you know? This year is different. Don't think that this year is just like the same, because remember, you are what you think. So your year is going to be what you think it is going to be. Amen? Hey, that's the Bible. Don't hate on me. As before Jesus started His ministry, what happened? Before Jesus started His ministry, what did He do? What significant event did He do? Yes, He was baptized, but He went into the desert. We talked about earlier. He went to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and He prayed and fasted, and He was what? Tempted. He was tested. He was tested and tempted. Jesus is an example. Guys, Jesus proves that in order to get to a whole nother level. See, Jesus was a human being. He was the Son of God, and he knew His job on this earth. Okay? To preach the gospel, die, rise again, and save humanity as we know it. Okay? In order to get that, before anything He did, he went into the desert. He went to the wilderness, 40 days and 40 nights. He prayed and fasted. What did He do there? He spent time with the Father, guys. He spent time with the Father because He knew, He understood the principle. In order to get to the next level, which was His ministry, He had to prepare on a whole nother level. And I'm sure it was tough. In Matthew chapter 3 and 4, we even have the account of Him being tempted by the devil. The devil attacked His identity, remember? I talked about it last time. He attacked His very identity. Because if you don't know who you are, then you're not going to get to where you want to be. If you don't even know who you are. Okay? If you don't know what you stand for, then you stand for nothing. And wind is going to knock you down. Okay? So Jesus is an example of preparing on a whole nother level to get to the whole nother level. So how do we train our minds, guys? Now we answer the question, how does it start? How? We answer the why and how. How do we train our minds? Let's go to another very familiar scripture in the Bible. Let's go to the big Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. I love this scripture. This scripture right here, I believe that it should be one of the scriptures that we go by with our whole lifetime, through every area, whatever you're in. I think we can go by this one, because this one's jam-packed with plenty of stuff. See, isn't the Bible cool? You can read the same scriptures, but there's so many different ways you can see them in. Isn't it cool? I love it. Now, like I said, I have kind of a different translation. So some of yours, you might have a different translation, but mine is very general. So let me just open up there. Here I am, and I'll just read it the way mine says. Chapter 12, verse 2. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, right? So don't copy the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. What does it say? Let God transform you into a new person by what? By changing the way you think. That's a really translated, updated version, but that's all right. But that's the word of God. It's just making your job easier. Amen? All right. So check this out, guys. And I want to get to the famous punchline, and I want everybody to repeat it once we get there, okay? Because I believe that this is what God wants for 2009, guys. Okay? Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by the way you think. I wrote it down differently in my notes. Now follow along. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a whole nother level by changing the way you think. Now is that a little easier? Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a whole nother level by changing the way you think. Okay? It starts and ends in the mind. This is how the world works. The world works outside in. God works inside out. Okay? The world works outside in. TV, billboards, pictures, images, colors, sound, music, outside. Stimulate the senses. Anything to stimulate your senses. And it goes through your heart. It goes through the filter of your heart. Are you going to receive it in and take in everything the world throws at you? Or are you going to run it through the Word of God? And says, God, do I take this or do I just cancel this out? Do I need this in my life or do I just forget about it? Or this is unhealthy. God works the other way around. God goes inside out. God speaks through you, through loving Him and through having a true relationship with Him, guys. Through spending time with Him, through reading the Word, God fills you. God influences you. He influences your mind. He transforms literally the way you think. Because you are what you think. And then He accomplishes His will through you. From the inside, through your heart, out. World outside in. They tell you anything and they want you to believe everything they say. And that's going to shape who you are. Okay, you are what you believe in, right? And so God works the exact opposite. There's a stark contrast between God and the world. God works inside out. Okay, guys, I believe that 2009 is an inside out year. I really believe that 2009 is an inside out year. I believe right now, even where we are as a church, guys, I believe it's an inside out moment right now because, you know, I think God is kind of just tired of empty promises and just copying everything that everybody else does and the customs of this world. I believe it's a really critical time for the church right now. And I believe it's a critical time for the people of God. Guys, look at everything that's going around in the world right now. But it seems like a lot of things are really screwing up. And you know what? It's hard not to get influenced by that stuff. You know, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that, you know, I'm perfectly immune to what's going on in the economy. Because I'm really not immune. I have things in my life right now that I'm just not immune to. Barbara Walters, I think, interviewed Rush Limbaugh. And she asked him, what do you think about the economy that's just crashing down? Rush said, I choose not to take part in the crashing economy. You know? Sure, yeah. And you know what? If you have the money for that, that's awesome. God bless you and be a blessing to people. But, you know, not everybody's like that. So it's hard, guys. It's hard to stand our ground a lot. But God is challenging us, guys. God gives us a promise that inside out, not outside in, if we think on a whole nother level, guys, if we pray on a whole nother level this year, okay? If we worship on a whole nother level this year, if we tithe on a whole nother level, if we tithe on a whole nother level, guys, right? You see, that's going to take everything you've got. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm not scared of giving everything I got to God. I'm not. I'm just not scared because God can't fail me. Things will fail me. People will fail me. And just because I love Him, like I said earlier, it's not going to be a perfect road for me. But in the end, I know who I believe. I know who I serve. And He will not fail me. Because the Bible promises all things work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. So all things, guys, all things, we might not even understand them in the beginning. But all things work together for those who love God, who really honestly love God, and who want to serve Him on a whole nother level this year. Will, the Bible promises, God cannot lie. Every time I pray, I love to pray, and I might sound bad right now, but I kind of like to use this verse somewhat towards God. I say, God, your word cannot lie. So I confess your word, and whatever I confess is going to happen, because your word doesn't fail. God's word can't fail. So be proclaiming the word in 2009. Amen? Amen. On a whole nother level. A whole nother level. Okay? 2008 was good. It was about here. You know, about this. About to your chin. Right? 2009, guys, are bigger and greater things. Now is the time to move. Now is the time to arise. Now is the time to change the way we think. Now is the time to change your mindsets. Kick all that junk and put it away. And go into another level. Amen. Are you with me? Because I'm going there, guys. I know I'm going there. My family's going there. Come on, let's get our families together and let's all get there. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to finish with a quote Pastor Judy said earlier. Check this out. She said, if you can't see it before you see it, you'll never see it. You see me in the back. If you can't see it before you see it, eyes, you'll never see it. If you can't see it in here before you see it out here, then you'll never see it out there. Okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I just feel the Spirit of God has been in this place, and I really think that He's been teaching us today, and I believe that He did something in our hearts.